Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the one-stop pod for all you humanoids out there, seeking wisdom from the whiskered perspective. I am Floppy, your fluffy and playful host with the most hop in her step, here to talk about the joy of life, namely the importance of play and recreation. Let's dive right into our burrow of knowledge, shall we? Understand this, my two-legged friends. The essence of play isn't something that's exclusive to us animals. It's an intrinsic part of being alive. Ask any rabbit, and they'll tell you that a good leap and a dash is more than just fun. It's vital. Why, you might ask? Well, beyond the obvious pleasure it brings, play keeps you flexible, both in muscle and in mind. When I'm zipping around the garden or gently teasing my bonded friend, 8-bit, it's not just exercise for our legs. It's a mental dance that keeps our instincts sharp and our reflexes ready. Now, imagine yourself going through your human activities. You sit, you stand, you walk, maybe you even sprint for the bus. But when is the last time you played, truly played? In your world, I've observed play might take on different forms, from sports and games to creative arts, or even a spontaneous road trip. Each of these, believe it or not, has parallels in the bunny world. A game of tag, for example, is not unlike us rabbits chasing each other around in frolic, a way to bond and also establish the pecking order. Or those quiet hobbies, like painting or writing, they're akin to the careful, deliberate way another bunny might groom its fur or arrange its nesting space. They provide a space for peace and self-expression. Play, dear listeners, is also about exploration. It's about discovery, pushing boundaries, and trying new things. It's about sometimes getting out of the warren to see what's atop that hill or beyond that hedge. Recreation breathes fresh air into routines that otherwise become stale, and who could know better than a rabbit? Our lives are all about cycles: eat, nap, play, repeat. But mix that order up with a little adventure, and that's where the magic happens. Another overlooked aspect of play is its role in stress relief. Oh yes, we rabbits know stress all too well. Those high-strung moments when the shadow looms overhead, and survival is the name of the game. But after the danger has passed, it's essential to shake off that tension. You humans have your predators too: deadlines, bills, the constant pressure to hop ahead. Leisure and recreation allow you to shake out those jitters, to decompress and reset. You see, much like nibbling on a juicy carrot, recreation nourishes the soul. It's the carrot that keeps you sprinting in the marathon of life. It's sweet and satisfying and full of the vitamins one needs to run the race day after day. Now, let's not forget about social play. Interaction is key for us social creatures, both rabbits and humans alike. Sure, us bunnies might not get together for a game of cards, but we do engage with our peers in ways that improve our relationships and establish stronger bonds. For humans, whether it's team sports, board games with friends, or even social gatherings around shared interests, play cements your herd together. It builds trust, communication, and understanding. There may be hierarchy, but there's also harmony. Lastly, play and recreation allow for a well-rounded existence. They keep the gears of ingenuity well-oiled and creativity flowing. The existence of something like this very podcast stands as testament to the wondrous feats humans achieve when they take time to mix work with play. Remember, dear listeners, without recreation, the music of life turns into a flat, monotonous note. You must jump into play with abandon, skip with joy, and leap into the unknown realms of leisure to find the symphony of life in its fullest. So, hop into those basketball shoes, skip over to the art studio, and jump at the opportunity to play a new instrument. Let your life be as rich in play as it is in work for a joyful existence. As we burrow down to the end of this episode, I encourage you to leave a track. I mean, a review or comment, and subscribe for more whiskered wisdom. It's been a true delight sharing my rabbity thoughts with you, and I thank you for lending your ears. Until next time, keep your hop, skip, and jump alive.